Can open in your Bibles as we continue forward, Exodus chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24. Then he said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And you shall worship at a distance. Moses alone, however, shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people come up with him." Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. Then he arose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain with 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the sons of Israel, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and the other half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses went up with Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and under his feet there appeared to be a pavement of sapphire as clear as the sky itself. Yet he did not stretch out his hand against the nobles of the sons of Israel. And they beheld God, and they ate and drank. Now the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses arose with Joshua his servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. But to the elders he said, "Wait here for us until we return to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a legal matter, let him approach them." Then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it for 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. And Moses entered the midst of the cloud as he went up to the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Thus reads the word of God. Exodus 24:17. And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. In this passage, we are given a view of the glory of God that is often repeated in the Scriptures. We will trace some of the examples in the various accounts of how God and His glory are represented in the terminology of fire by those who witnessed it. This will allow us to, Lord willing, ascertain a greater sense of reverence and depth of understanding with an increased appreciation for the fact that God and His glory are not a small or incidental consideration for His people. One of the first revelations of God in this essence of fire is relayed in Exodus 3:2 in the account of Moses' call to go to Pharaoh for the purpose of the release of God's people from their slavery. It was as Moses was shepherding a flock that he saw the burning bush that was not devoured by the flame. Exodus 3:2. "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed." God chose to reveal Himself to Moses in that fiery bush which was not devoured by the flame. In that chapter, we read of the conversation that Moses had with God, embodying the fiery edict that Moses was to tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. We know from our reading that when Pharaoh refused, he sentenced his nation to the scorching ordeals of the 10 plagues. These culminated in the death of the firstborn in Egypt, both man and beast not covered by the blood of the sacrificial Passover lamb. This was the consequence for the refusal to accede to the sovereignty of the Lord God Almighty. Such is the significance of the fact that God is represented by the fire of holiness and purity and righteousness in all His glory. All that is against Him and His lordship will face the fiery ordeal of His burning wrath through His awesome omnipotence. After the children of Israel were released from their slavery and given all the treasury of Egypt as their possession, it was the Lord who led them, as recounted in Exodus 13, 21 and 22. This was through the manifestation of His guidance in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. And the Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. One of the tremendous realities of this visible presence of God going before them was the fact that God never left them. He was constantly with them, day and night, in a most visible manner of showing them the way that they should go. He not only made a way for before them through the paths of the wilderness, but when the army of Pharaoh pursued them, it was His presence in the pillar of cloud and fire that confounded and confused and held back the chariots until the Israelites were safely on the other side of the Red Sea. It is recorded in Exodus 14, 23 through 25, that even the Egyptians, who did not serve or honor God, recognized that He was fighting on the side of this, His chosen people. Exodus 14, 23 through 25. Then the Egyptians took up the pursuit, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen, went in after them into the midst of the sea. And it came about at the morning watch that the Lord looked down on the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. And He caused their chariot wheels to swerve, and He made them drive with difficulty. So the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians." The redeemed people of the Lord were then brought to Him by Moses at Mount Sinai. God chose to reveal Himself to them through the fire and the smoke of His glory, as we read in Exodus 19, 17 through 19. Exodus 19, 17 through 19. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was all in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked violently. When the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him with thunder. As an immediate result, the people were sore afraid. Instead of wanting to know God and to learn directly from Him, they asked Moses to be the one to speak to God on their behalf and to tell them all that God desired of them. Even though they had seen the presence of the Lord throughout their wandering in the wilderness through the manner of His guidance, they were too fearful of their own unrighteousness and unholiness and unworthiness to deal directly with the Lord. They delegated the totality of their communication with God to the prophet whom God had sent to them. It was Moses in Deuteronomy 4:23 and 24. Who later reminded this people of the covenant that they made with the Lord, detailed in this morning's reading of Exodus chapter 24. In that prompting of their remembrance, Moses warned them of the fact that they knew God in the form of His glorious presence as the all-consuming God. Deuteronomy 4:23 and 24. So watch yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which the Lord your God has commanded you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. They were to guard their hearts and minds in the manner in which they held true to the only living Lord God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth. Later, in this same warning, verses 35 through 39, Moses detailed what they had seen at Mount Sinai in the form of God's glory as fire on the mountain. Deuteronomy 4:35 through 39. To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord, He is God. There is no other besides Him. Out of the heavens He let you hear His voice to discipline you, and on earth He let you see His great fire, and you heard His words from the midst of the fire. Because He loved your fathers, therefore He chose their descendants after them, and He personally brought you from Egypt by His great power, driving out from before you nations greater and mightier than you, to bring you in and to give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. Know therefore today and take it to your heart that the Lord He is God in heaven above and on earth below. There is no other. The reality before the people was that God had so revealed Himself in fire as to sear that memory into their minds and hearts. They were to think of Him each time they gathered together around their campfires, and to remember His gracious deliverance and sustenance as they cooked their food over the flame and heard the crackle of the burning wood. Fire was so essential to their daily lives that God presented Himself to them in that form as a means of a constant reminder that everything they had and were was because He had delivered them and made them His own chosen people. In a later generation, King David would carry forth this utter reliance upon God in his prayer, as recorded in 2 Samuel 22, 7 through 15, if you would read it with me. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 7 through 15. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Yes, I cried to my God. And from his temple he heard my voice, and my cry for help came to his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of heaven were trembling and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up out of his nostrils, and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with thick darkness under his feet. And he rode on a cherub and flew, and he appeared on the wings of the wind. And he made darkness canopies around him, a mass of waters, thick clouds of the sky. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and routed them. This is a most colorful imagery detailing how God saved him from his enemies and preserved his life. It is filled with the revelation of God's sovereignty and provision as described by fiery images and representational recounting of the way in which God showed himself mighty to save. Fire and smoke and burning coals and lightning all evoke the fiery majesty of God as he spread forth his deliverance for the sake of saving this, his chosen king, over the people whom he loved. Again, listen to David in Psalms 21, 5 through 13, as he described how he was blessed and sustained by the Lord God Almighty, who rules and overrules, as through the use of his fiery nature against those who would harm the Lord's anointed. Psalms 21, 5 through 13. His glory is great through thy salvation. Splendor and majesty thou dost place upon him. For thou dost make him most blessed forever. Thou dost make him joyful with gladness in thy presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. And through the loving kindness of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will find out all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will devour them. Their offspring thou wilt destroy from the earth, and their descendants from among the sons of men. Though they intended evil against thee and devised a plot, they will not succeed. For thou wilt make them turn their back. Thou wilt aim with thy bowstrings at their faces. Be thou exalted, O Lord, in thy strength. We will sing and praise thy power. Later, Solomon finished building the temple that was always in the heart of his father David. At that time, as described in 2 Chronicles 7, 1 through 3, the Lord filled that temple with his presence in such a manifestation of his glory that none could bear it. 2 Chronicles 7, 1 through 3. Now when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. And all the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave praise to the Lord, saying, "Truly He is good. Truly His loving kindness is everlasting." Truly He is good. Truly His loving kindness is everlasting. These blessed ones were able to distinguish the reality that the Lord's presence in their midst was glorious and to be desired and appreciated. They echoed the chorus of thanksgiving and honor and worship due to the Lord. Another who saw the glory of the Lord and the brilliance of His personage was the prophet Ezekiel, as recorded in Ezekiel 1, 27 and 28. This was at the beginning of his ministry, when the Lord called him out and prepared him to speak forth that which God wanted the people to hear. Ezekiel 1, 27 and 28. "Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire. And there was a radiance around him, as the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking." While the description contains the elements of fire and radiance, it still manifests not fear, but glory and honor and reverence and adoration. There was that within the prophet that knew that God was to be held with esteem and awe and wonder. His presence brought forth not terror and dread, but majesty and splendor and grandeur and brilliance. Another of the prophets who gave voice to the presence of the Lord in the terms of conflagration and strength and power and might was the prophet Nahum in Nahum 1, 3 through 8. As he told of the manner in which God would serve His justice and His wrath upon those who were guilty of wrongdoing and defilement, there was also that element of the splendor and the glory that would accompany such a holy reckoning. It was not just a matter of punishment meted out, but of the goodness and the refuge that God is to His people against all the gales and storms that will destroy the wicked. Nahum 1, 3 through 8. "The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. In whirlwind and storm is His way, and clouds are the dust beneath His feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither. The blossoms of Lebanon wither. Mountains quake because of Him, and the hills dissolve. Indeed, the earth is upheaved by His presence, the world and all the inhabitants in it. Who can stand before His indignation? Who can endure the burning of His anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken up by Him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who take refuge in Him. But with an overflowing flood, He will make a complete end of its sight and will pursue His enemies into darkness." Next time, Lord willing, we will continue this contemplation of God, seen in the fiery presence of His glory and might and splendor and majesty. We will look to the images that are contained in more of the prophets as well as the New Testament writings. So be it. And to the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. Amen.